Hi, and welcome to Brahma Sports Central, your source for everything Brahma Sports. I'm your host, Brian Millar, and on today's show, we have Athletic Director Bob Lafrano and Dean of Athletics, Barbara Anderson. Also on the show, we have Roundup Photographer and Online Editor, Joe Kukushka. First on the show, the very always interesting and entertaining Barbara Anderson and Bob Lafrano. How are you guys doing? The best team here at Pierce, of course.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, Brian, thank you for those accolades, and I couldn't agree more.
Thank you for having us, Brian. We always love to come on your show and talk about Brahmas.
Talk about us.
No. Brahmas.
I always love to have you guys come on, and you guys, you know, never seem to impress me. You guys always have the best information around, and
Did you say we never seem to impress
I think that's I let that go.
That was a Freudian slip. That's okay. We still love you, Brian.
You never fail to impress us. Okay. Let's impress him.
Sorry.
Barbara, let's impress him.
Here we go. Let's try.
Something in the way you move. Oh, no.
So first, Bob, last time we had you on, we were talking about the Ken Stanley thing on the court and all that. Barbara, unfortunately, you weren't able to come that day. But now we have you on. So now we have both of you guys in tandem on here. It's always good. So let's get an update on that. From what I understand, it got approved by the PCC, the Pierce College Council. Mm-hmm. And you guys are waiting to have it approved by the Board of Trustees, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That's correct. Right. We Bob came and worked the room at the PCC, and then yesterday the Academic Senate, and I say work the room, but Bob's passionate about it because it's a good thing that we're doing to honor the kind of excellence represented by Ken Stanley. He's an amazing instructor, an amazing coach, an amazing person, and Bob, really appreciating that, has pushed this forward. So, yes, he worked the room, but only because he had the fire behind him, because he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, Ken Stanley, and what I talked about, and Barbara's correct, we talked in front of the PCC and the Senate yesterday.
Yes.
That, you know, Ken came to us from SC, where he played 3 years of basketball, 60, 61, 62 for SC. And then when he came on campus in 1966, he was our assistant basketball coach to Denny Crum. And we could go into a whole show on Denny Crum, but we'll just leave it at that for now.
We'll talk Denny later.
We'll get Denny later. And Barbara's got a letter from him, in fact. I think
I do.
She wants
handwritten.
Handwritten letter from Coach Crum. Because so it was a year ago today
that he was inducted.
That we had our Hall of Fame on the 29th. Even though it was on a Monday, it was the 29th of March. So Barbara and I we're well aware that today was a very special day in our lives as we put together the Hall of Fame.
So,
getting back to Ken real quick, just for this is kind of what we discussed at the PCC and the Senate, was that in 1969 he took over as the head basketball coach. Ironically, I'm an athlete here at Pierce in 68-69. I'm playing baseball here. So I know who Ken Stanley is back then, because as an athlete, you know the coaches. The coaches are the ones you look up to, because you just look up to coaches when you're an athlete. So Ken stayed as basketball from 69 to 75, and then in 76 took over volleyball program. The rest is history with state championships. And more important, and Barbara said it so well on one of the things we had to write for him, as he mentored the walk-on coaches who came after him, as he remained on campus as a retired, he retired from coaching. And that's right, he retired from coaching in 97. And retired from teaching in 04. So that 97 to 04, we won four more state championships under different coaches, but Ken was always had his handprint that team. And I mean, at 6 in the morning, he'd be out here helping the guys, making sure things were done right. And he's just a special guy. I think I said it yesterday at the meeting. He's Pierce College. And I think I was talking, Barbara and I were talking to people who never even heard of him. They have no clue who Ken Stanley is. And they're in the Senate or the PC. They have no clue.
The young bucks.
We've had such a turnover of teachers, but you need to know who Ken Stanley is.
Yeah.
And so we're going to honor him, and on the 15th, we're going to have not only are we going to honor Ken, we're going to honor our women's state volleyball championship team.
And I just want to add just a little thought to that is that, you know, there is in our buildings and so forth, sometimes people will donate money to have buildings named after them, which is fantastic. We invite that. Please do that. But
spend till it hurts.
The kind of honor of putting someone's name on a court, you don't buy that.
Yeah.
You earn that.
Right.
I mean, that's blood, sweat, and tears. And in Ken's case, 4 decades of blood, sweat, and tears. That's not something the donation would never be enough to get that kind
of
honor.
Well said. So we're excited about it. It's going to happen. And we're going to have a really nice night on the 15th.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually speaking to a, you know, volleyball player about that. And, you know, just, you know, about just the whole Ken Stanley the court being named after him and all that. And I mean, he said it was just a great tribute.
Right.
You know, all those guys pay homage to him, as
yep.
they should.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think it's a great thing for the school. You know, it just brings that Pierce, you know, and that Pierce spirit. Not that it's not mm-hmm. already there,
That's
but
right.
it brings back. You're not forgetting about the people that made Pierce what it is
that's
now,
right.
yeah.
so which is really important in my opinion.
And that's why, you know, it really ties in with last year's Hall of Fame, that, you know, we did that for those 12 people, but we had 250 people show up. And on an off year where we're not going to do the Hall of Fame, we're doing it every other year, this is our little Hall of Fame. This is our Pierce community. Feel good mm-hmm. about ourselves. This is who we are. This is how we move forward, never forgetting the past as we go forward. And it's kind of funny, some of the women volleyball players, it's Ken Stanley, who's that?
Yeah.
But everybody needs to know. They really do.
And
they
really will
do.
Know on
and
April
15th.
That's
right.
They will.
Exactly.
And so we're excited about it.
And what you said too, Brian, makes a lot of sense, because when we're paying homage to the past, I felt totally inspired 1 year ago today when I saw the stories and the folks that were being honored and the different people giving testimony about how athletics and how coaches have changed their lives. And it made me want to be a more excellent contributor to Pierce College. I mean, they inspired me to think, how can I do, I want to be a dean the way they were a coach. I want to be that kind of dean. I want to bring that kind of excellence and try to make Pierce as great as it can be. And if all of us are doing that, which we have a great community here, so I really believe people here do what they can. So with all of us doing that, it can't help but have an impact on our community here.
And I mean, in my opinion, this might sound a little biased, but in my opinion, you guys do all you can. And I mean,
thank you.
You guys are just, like I said, you guys are a great tandem. And if it wasn't for you guys, none of this, you know, Pierce Hall of Famer, any of this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for you guys. So
I've often told Barbara, I think she would have been a great coach.
You know, she should have coached
my whole life.
Didn't you play soccer, Barbara?
Bob started that rumor. I ran track. I can kick a ball.
No, she would have been. Thank you.
He started that rumor.
She would have been a great coach, just like she's a great dean, because she has a passion for what she does. And that's a major part of it, have a passion and the enjoyment of working with people. And it's very important. And I think you see that in the two of us, how we, in our area expands, I think. I mean, we try to help. It doesn't have to be in our area. We're trying to help people, period, on campus. And I think we do.
I just want to say kind of a little props to Bob, too, on something else, because we just came from the stadium meeting, which we've got a sign here. Just look really close into your internet
nice.
Radio and see it. And it's showing drawings of what will be a fantastic stadium. It's being built right now. It's going to be ready in fall. But one of the things that we're getting was this fantastic artificial turf. Well, they came up with a newer, improved version of the artificial turf. And because of Bob striking up a great relationship with Field Turf and Field Turf's generosity, hey, Field Turf, if you're out there.
Thank you.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
But Field Turf, Bob convinced Field Turf to donate, giving us the upgraded, newer, improved version of their product, which was like a $15,000 savings. And on top of that, we were looking at the drawing, and Bob so aptly commented on, he said, hey, you know, we don't really have Pierce in the original plan. It didn't have Pierce in the end zone. It had the bowl in the middle, but it did have Pierce in the end zone. And Bob was pointing out, at the college stadiums, you see the name of the school yeah. in the end zone. You see UCLA there. You
yeah.
see Arizona there. What all the different schools that the great football programs have that. So now, thanks to Bob convincing them, making them an offer they can't refuse.
It's being Italian. It's in the blood. It's in the blood, Brian.
He talked him into donating that. They're putting Pierce in there at mm-hmm. no cost to the school.
Nice.
So it's really nice.
So
it's
as
exciting.
We, Barbara and I attend these meetings every other Tuesday. We just came from one. And it's never too late to come up with the best idea.
Yeah.
And we continually have between the two of us and go in and talk. So we're really improving what's a great plan anyway. We're making it better and better. Today was a great day. We
yeah.
really got some stuff done today.
Yeah.
We feel good about that.
So that new turf is going to be like the Birmingham High School
sure.
field there.
And only better!
Right. Well, I can only imagine.
Oh, sorry.
Right? I can only imagine. Pierce,
I'm
does,
just
Pierce,
I'm just
Pierce
kidding,
does everything better.
Pierce
so.
Does everything better. They flew me back. Field turf flew me back to Tampa.
No cost to the school.
No cost to the school.
Nice.
Back for 2 days in, I think it was February. I think right when school started.
Yeah.
And they were showcasing what they call the revolution, their new fiber.
You say you, want a revolution.
Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Okay.
So that being said, that's early Beatles, late Beatles. So this brand new stadium for over 15 NIF turf was going to cost over $15,000 to put in over the original type of turf they were going to put in for us. But by going back, developing a relationship, like Barbara said, boom, 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 we're going to get it at no extra cost. And the new revolution is a better reflective fiber, so it's not going to be as hot and will hold up better during the playing of the 10, the 12, the 15 years that field will be on, will be used. So
Bob won't, his skin won't get burned too bad when,
I tumble to the ground and then I say, don't.
Thud. When he thuds.
That'll reduce any kind of turf scratches or any of that.
Exactly.
It's gonna be, it's going to be really, really nice. nice.
And I'm sure it'll also help, you know, in weather conditions as we had this past week, you know, all that rain coming down, I'm sure
and
that'll
of course,
help there.
You know, what was it, a couple of years ago when our weather station gave the temperature at Woodland Hills at 119? I remember that. And that's hot. So obviously the concern on turf field is the heat, which to me, I don't play. I'm not that concerned.
No, we care about our students.
Yes,
we don't
do.
Want them to get any rug burns out there.
And feet just on fire.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of the practices are in the afternoon. The games are at night. It's going to get hot. But then, you know, as September rolls into October, it'll be, you know, it'll cool down a little. And it's just going to look spectacular, Brian. We even brought our donor's garden is going to be up in here where we'll have activities.
I like to call it the alumni lookout.
The alumni lookout. I'm alumni. And
yes.
So we'll be looking out over the valley and being able to host events up here. It'll be a real nice situation. You can see the canopy. I know your radio listeners can see this. The canopy that's going to be placed on top. So it's another addition that we feel is really, really going to be spectacular up there. And again, they're going to landscape all of the field. I don't mean the field. They're going to landscape
the bowl,
which is spectacular in itself.
Now, Bob, I see that there, but one thing I want to point out and I'm wondering is, where exactly is my 50-yard line seats going to be located? Down below
it's
there?
Up, Brian, I don't know if you want to sit high or low. It's your call.
Okay.
What do you like?
And the ticket package is in the mail, so when you put your check in, you'll be able to pick.
Okay, well, I was kind of trying to push some of that. I know I'm not Italian, but, you know, maybe I can push some of that on you, Bob, since you're Italian.
You have the charm, Brian.
Come see me.
See it.
You know where my office is.
You're budding.
You know where my office is. We also would like to talk today about the Relay for Life, the cancer.
Yeah, that's a great
cause. I'll let Barbara get into that right now. No. April 9th and 10th.
Yeah, April 9th and 10th. It starts 8 a.m. April 9th. And we had a team last year called Brahma Muscle. And you have to say it like that.
Brahma Muscle.
Brahma Muscle.
You got it. So it's exciting because we went around and talked to the different athletic teams on campus and talked to them about the purpose of it. And I told the women's volleyball team, I said, hey, can you do something more important with your muscles than win a state championship title?
Come on.
And they all agree, they were very happy to get involved. So many of them are going to be coming. In fact, they're going to be coming home from a tournament and just jump out of the van and come over here and walk around the field for a few hours.
Yeah.
So they're on fire about it. Soccer women are on fire about it. Football.
I know you're on fire about it because I saw Barbara missed, you know, her Green Bay Packers almost to run that relay.
Yeah, you're right.
On Super Bowl Sunday, which she showed me a picture. She was sporting her green.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But she was doing it for a great cause.
That's right.
So we're
taking on a Steelers fan.
You know, we're excited about letting the athletes know that, you know, this is a very important project, the Cancer Relay Survivor. The survivors walk the first lap.
Awesome.
It's good stuff. It's going to actually be held right behind the baseball field because obviously the football field's not
available. You get stuck in the
mud. Yeah, hopefully we don't get any rain.
And so, your spikes.
Exactly. Yeah. So it should be nice, and it's nice to get the kids, the athletes involved. That's our purpose in that. And so Brahma Muscle will be in force again. So we're excited about that too. So there's other things going on other than, you know, who won the baseball game.
Other than being champs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
so many things.
So besides the volleyball team, I know you said you have them on board to come on, the women's volleyball. Who else, Bob, are you recruiting the baseball team? I know you're very close to the baseball team.
Sure, we haven't gotten to them yet, but they'll be okay because they have an away game that day. And, again, it's 24 hours, so don't tell me you're practicing and don't tell me you're working.
Tell me you're tired.
Exactly. Tell me you're walking the 2 to 3 a.m. shift. That's all I want to know.
That's right.
And I know softball did a great job last year, and we're going to talk to soccer today to get there. And we already talked to them. Now we want to sign them up. And it's going to be a good thing for athletics.
And we like to do it not just because we think our athletes inspire other people. It's great to have them out there representing the school. But really it's because they're already well-rounded people, but this just adds to their well-roundedness as far as thinking community, thinking about others. You take for granted that you have this strong, athletic, amazing body, but not everyone has that. And all of us have been touched by cancer in one form or another. My mom's a colon cancer survivor, and so we've all known people or loved people that have struggled with it, and we don't even know. We may struggle with it someday.
Yeah.
So it's so important to try to raise money for a cure. And we told the students, don't you worry about raising money or donating money yourself. Be an inspiration. Invite your friends to donate if they will, or your family. But it's really about learning to be a member of a community and contributing and using your strength for the benefit of other people.
And it just goes back, you know, to even professional athletes. You know, it's more than playing sports. You know, it's actually being involved in a community. You always see it, you know, Kobe Bryant and all that, LeBron James, when they show, you know, the NBA cares and all that. They're always helping out the community and all that. So it's a great cause. And anytime you can do something for a great cause, it's always great, right?
It's a win-win situation.
Win-win.
Win-win. You know how they have the NFL has the Play 60 campaign? I think we need to have a Pierce Play 60.
That actually be
great. Let's get it going.
We got it.
With the Boys and Girls Club, bring them down here. And
or you guys play.
Hey, I'll play.
60 minutes.
We need the faculty to play.
It's good for all of us.
Yeah.
Good for all is right.
I mean, I'll be in there. You can count on me.
Okay.
So, the Relay for Life, Bob, again, April 7th and 8th?
April 9th.
Oh, April 9th.
Saturday 9th goes into Sunday the 10th, which is also the farm walk. What I just heard yesterday, the farm walk is the 10th, so it'll be quite a lot of activity on campus.
Yeah, so right after you've walked for 24 hours for cancer, because cancer doesn't sleep, then go out and check out the baby cows.
Go out and do some flinging.
Walk to the, you know, continue to walk.
Keep on
exactly.
walking.
Keep on walking.
Just buy like 2 5-hour energies and you should be good.
Oh,
right?
Come on. I think one chocolate milk gets me going.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I drink these. It's
for the healthy bones there, huh, Bob?
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
So something else I wanted to talk about here. We were talking about the weather a little earlier. Rained out games last week. The rain just poured on everybody's party, didn't it?
Sorry, Brian.
Yeah.
And there
ruined your day.
And there are rules. Really. There are rules set into our supplements, and I say supplements for baseball, softball, that the baseball team, unless it was the last week of the season, cannot play more than 4 games in a week. So you get banged in a couple of weeks, a couple of games in 1 week, you're playing one the following week and then the other one the following week beyond that. So we've set the rules up so it's not a burden. You're not getting out of class every day to go play a game. So there are some restrictions. I think softball played yesterday. I don't know what they did. I haven't talked to their coach. They're playing today. They have a doubleheader makeup. So they were hit more. The baseball didn't miss a game where softball got rained out at, I think, 3.
They had that tournament going.
Right.
That got rained out.
Santa Barbara. So there are – and you know what? As an old baseball coach who spent many a day bucketing water off the field and rutting a rake through mud, I often kid the basketball and volleyball people about, climate control. You don't even know what's going on outside as I go out into the mud again and ruin another pair of shoes.
Bob, did you ever tell Brian about the time you got water off the field using gasoline?
Well, Barbara, I was trying to keep that somewhat quiet, but now that you brought it up,
never mind.
I think the best way to get home plate really dry, a little gasoline, throw a match on it, and then you rake it. Now, you'll also, and that I swear, that dries it, because that'll dry that dirt in a heartbeat. You just don't burn home plate, because it's rubber.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, within 15 minutes, the fire department will come, because someone will see the smoke, and they will report it.
By the way,
but
Bob didn't do that. That was Bob's evil twin from Valley, I think, did that.
Rob Lafrano.
Rob Lafrano.
Rob Lafrano.
Rob and Bob. Bob and Rob.
Yeah, like something like the Ryan twins, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there are ways. In fact, it's really funny. 2 or 3 weeks ago, on a beautiful day like today, 80 degrees, let's say, a coupler broke. A coupler is what you put in a quill into the coupler in the ground to water the field. And so they got all this pressure. So the softball coach took one extra tug on the hose,
oh, yeah,
and all
right.
of a sudden it was like a geyser came out of the ground, just pouring water onto the softball field, just flooding it. Now here comes Hancock down. They're there. And I told him, I go, look, home plate's dry, the mound's dry, everything else is underwater. You can play. You just keep doing what you do. They played a doubleheader that day. That happens.
I mean, I'm sure a little sand also helps, goes a long way.
It's called turfus. It's like cat, what do you call it?
Cat litter.
It absorbs moisture. And so you throw that on the field and rake it. Oh, there are a million ways. You just want to play.
Yeah.
And so you just play.
You just need to have that fire to want to play and want to do it, right?
You want
to
do it. Just a personal story.
Go ahead, Bob.
Thanks, Barb. I was in Japan in the summer of '88 and coaching a high school, the America team versus Japan and Korea. And the Japanese fields are all dirt. And, I mean, it is typhoon-type rain. And you're sitting in the dugout going, what are we doing? Well, we played. They were unbelievable. They had the ability to dry out a dirt field like nothing I've ever seen before.
Wow.
And we played. And that sticks in my mind of a trip that's, you know.
How did we do?
Not well. That was a long road trip for the boys. It wasn't like down the street. This was to Japan. And that was a long road trip. But it was good to play.
That's awesome. What a great experience.
Yeah, it was for them and myself.
Did you win that, Bob, or no?
What I remember was we won maybe 2 of 7 games. But what a great, or 9 games, something like that. What a great experience to play
definitely.
Korea. And in Japan, the thing that struck me is once we got off the airport in Tokyo, or got in the airport and got out into the bus, on the bus, and this is 1988, they've got TV sets watching the Japanese high school tournament. Who's going to be the best team in Japan? They drive us right to a stadium where there's 50,000 people to watch a high school baseball game.
Oh, my gosh.
And all the noise, they hit things. It's just constant noise and everything. And Baseball is big in Japan.
Yeah.
It may be America's game. Japan's game, too.
Yeah.
They really enjoy
sharing
playing.
Sharing is caring.
That's
something
they can often said that. Mutually agree on, huh?
Yeah.
Something else I wanted to talk about was UC Davis. You know how they cut their couple of sports programs there. They discontinued 4 of 27 intercollegiate sports. That would absorb $400,000 in annual operational cuts. In those sports was women's rowing, men's wrestling, men's swimming and diving, and men's indoor track and field were discontinued. Apparently, there's now an outside investigator that's been hired and cleared UC Davis administrators that there was no wrongdoing stemming from the decision made last year to cut the sports. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this or.
I know Berkeley cut Cal Berkeley cut baseball.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
among 5 sports, and they fundraised and brought 3 of the sports back, but they didn't raise enough money to have baseball brought back. For like the next 10 years, and that's what they had to do in the fundraising.
For 10 years.
For like 10 years, and they just couldn't raise that kind of money, even though big leaguers like Jeff Kent.
Yeah.
There's quite a few.
Those big leaguers couldn't pitch in a little more.
They're cheap son of a guns.
They are.
Dang it.
I also heard last week that Long Beach City College, when I was at Oxnard for the meeting, cut 4 sports already. Long Beach City College.
Really?
Cut men's and women's, I think it was tennis and men's and women's golf.
Horrible.
I think we're going to – I personally feel good about the fact that because we have not a 17 or 16 athletic teams for athletics like some colleges do, they're going to come back down to us, and us being like 10 or 11 teams. Because when they can cut 4, they had 17 or 16 teams. So I'm cautiously optimistic that, yeah, we'll get hit and we'll pay our fair share – but we'll fight like heck not to drop a team.
Yeah.
We've looked really closely. We've gone through our budget and looked at any ways we can possibly save money because athletics is such a great experience. It provides a lot of character building, leadership building experience.
It keeps students focused as well.
Some students wouldn't even come to college if they didn't have this experience.
Yeah.
So it's great. Our student athletes are committed. Of course, they have to be eligible. They're taking their 12 units during their on season. They have to keep going, moving forward. So it's a great motivation for some students to just keep moving to that point of transfer and hopefully onto a bigger degree. But Bob and I have just said all along, we really don't want to cut a sport on our watch. Now, there may be things that happen well beyond our control.
Right,
but
right.
But we're going to do everything in our power to prevent that from happening. But we're trying to cut in other ways. So, for example, saying we won't give food money when they go away, kids will just have to brown bag it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where before students would get a little stipend to when they go to an away game, stop at a McDonald's on the way home, pick up some food, and feed those hungry stomachs. Tummies. But
you're right. No, I knew what you meant.
We all knew what you meant, Barbara. It's okay.
Although the visual, I could see you go to your stomach. I don't know if the radio people could see that
they
or not.
They couldn't see that.
But Barbara's right, and, you know, well said, and that's why I thought she'd make a great coach back in the day. So, you know, that's what we're going to try to do.
I'd say brown bag at soccer.
That's right. You bring that brown bag. But I also think, like she said, too, we don't know what's going to happen yet,
right.
And it's speculation, and I don't get into speculation, so I'm just going to, until somebody tells me, we're still going full bore what we have.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then we'll work on the other thing when we're told.
And one thing we try to do, too, with, you know, here we're developing, for example, this football stadium. And so it'd be a crying shame not to be able to take advantage of this great gift from the taxpayers have this wonderful facility. And to not be able to use it for our students would really be a shame. But, of course, we will always use it for the community. We'll always make it available in that sense. And so it will have double use, triple use, quadruple use. So the dollar will never be wasted here. But it would just be a shame not to have our students able to take advantage of and enjoy what our good neighbors have put together for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys are talking about having them brown bag it and all that. What else do you guys think you can
cut back
on to save some dough, so to speak?
You know, and supply is something they really can't. You can't really cut benefits and salaries from us who are tenured and things like that. They could fire you, but they can't cut your salaries and stuff. So you're going to look at supplies. You know, on some of the teams, as I look at, I think we're the May company, and we're handing out so many uniforms to the students in terms of T-shirts and things like that. We could definitely cut back on supplies. I mean, we still need baseballs to play baseball, and you do need uniforms, but do you need uniforms every year? And some of our teams order new uniforms every year.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It's more of a luxury.
It's a luxury.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to go out and raise the money, fine. But it's not going to come from us.
Yeah.
We don't need to have an overnight stay. There's not one game that's on our schedule that requires an overnight stay. Well, as a baseball coach, when we used to go, we'd order 10 rooms, coaches and players, put 4 guys in a room. You know, it's quite a traveling party. Well, that adds up to feed them and to house them 2 nights in San Diego. We'd always go to San Diego for tournaments, always. Well, those things are probably not going to happen anymore, unless if you want to raise money and go, because there are no required overnight trips. So, you know, we're looking at different ways, and the college has not really come up and said, hey, Barb and Bob, do you want to, we need you to cut $300,000 from athletics.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm not going to speculate, but we've already, you know, brainstormed between the two of us about if we could do this, we could do that.
We have a plan B. Just looking ahead.
We're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready, but it's between us, and we'll just keep it that way at this point.
Hoping that we'll be able to maintain the value of a well-rounded education and to provide still music and art, theater, athletics, PE, all those things that that are great assets to people's lives.
About 3 weeks ago, I came to the Friday night. It was called the High School Musical, which has nothing to do with that movie, which I didn't see. So I don't know why I can say that, but it was two bands from Granada Hills Charter School and the Sherman Oaks. I can't remember what their thing is. And our people, our students and everything. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, go ahead, cut music.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be kidding me. You had to have been there to watch these kids perform. And they're high school kids. And then they're playing with our people. And I'm sitting there thinking, go ahead, cut music. Because you know that's going to be like athletics, like music. It's always the things like that that have the X on their back. And that's not right. That is just not right.
There's that Senator Brown, I believe it is, went through some tough times. He's replaced Kennedy in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the U.S. Senator, sure.
The U.S. Senator. Mm-hmm. And I heard a story on him, I think it was 60 Minutes, I believe, and he was talking about the physical abuse and other struggles that he went through. And basically he said what kept him alive was basketball. mm-hmm. playing basketball, and he'd go into break into the gym in the middle of the night, shoot hoops, get mm-hmm. it all out, and dealt with very difficult poverty and real struggles. Now he's a senator, making a difference. I mean, sure. he might even be a presidential contender right. down the road. But so here's a guy that said, "I'm alive because of basketball." So right. you know, these things people don't realize. They want to look at the bottom line, but there's untold benefit that's yeah. exponential and beyond what the dollar is. And yeah, we want to be wise, we want to be frugal, we want to be smart in how we use our money, because that's education for students too, is learning how to live that way. But we don't want to take away these beneficial experiences that help people move forward and make a difference in the world, aside from just your core GE yeah. classes that you need.
You don't want to take a step back in the process.
No,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
And I mean, you were talking about that also. Something else that came to mind when you were talking about him, Barbara, was, you know, like Southern California guys now in the NBA, Paul Pierce, Baron Davis, they, you know, they grew up in South Central and all that. They went through all the struggles there. Obviously, basketball is something that kept them focused and kept them going. If it wasn't for the sport, who knows where those guys would be. So any time you can keep, you know, any kind of program, not only sports, like you were saying, Bob, music or art or anything else, any time you can keep that going, you know, it's a great cause and it's for a great cause. So
I taught at Crenshaw High. Let me tell you, our assemblies, I don't think a church could have had a better assembly on a Sunday than when the kids started
yeah,
singing and rocking out and all that stuff at the Shaw, as we called it, yeah. and Strawberries playing baseball and the basketball teams winning state titles.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
good stuff. You don't take that stuff away. And you know what? In the climate, you understand that there's going to be budget cuts. That's inevitable. But Barbara and I are on the same page, and our little phrase is just do the right thing. You know,
yeah,
and I wish
right.
the legislatures were hearing this right now,
yeah.
both houses in the California. Just do the right thing.
Jerry,
yeah.
do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Get your cut out this crap and that crap. Just do the right thing for
yeah.
students and the population of California. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a shame when they want to start cutting programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, you know, just the, like, for example, that series in L.A. Times where, you know, the district, you know, had misspent some funds there in the millions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, something really bad. And then, you know, even though that money couldn't be used to keep these programs alive because it was all bond money, I still think that that was the same as, you know, wanting to cut something. And it's basically unfortunate and just not fair for everybody, you know, involved in these programs that are being cut.
Yeah, it's not using the money properly.
Yeah.
I mean, I voted for the bonds. I'm all for the improvement and stuff. But when I read that something was designed and the architect got $2 million and they changed their mind
yeah.
and had to redesign something, I'm going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I voted for that $2 million. Where'd that go? You know, that kind of stuff is unacceptable
yeah.
to anybody.
Or when they
anybody.
Put up a clock and they put it upside
right,
down.
Right, and somebody
like
had
that.
To yeah. fix it up. So, but, that, you know, that's just the world we live in. And I'm just hoping, and I know Barbara feels the same, that
yeah.
they just do the right thing coming up. Because it could get bad, you know, if this next, how do I save this next $12 billion? You know, they've already
yeah.
made a proposal of $12 billion, but now they got the other half. So that's keeping us all on our
yeah.
on the edge, to say the least.
Do you guys go to trustee meetings by any chance? Or?
Occasionally we go to those. We, in fact, well, I think we mentioned to you already that we introduced the Women of Volleyball
yeah.
Board of Trustees meeting, which was pretty awesome. I've been to a couple other ones, but I don't regularly go.
Yeah.
And you know what? I can remember that day when we had the women down there that it was, you know, we mentioned kind of the fact that we know what's coming. I mean, we're not stupid and we don't have blinders on our eyes. We know what's coming, but this is what's happened. These girls, these 17 girls, just lit up the school, lit up the community, you know, lit up our lives, and we can't neglect that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember that while you're and I thought we had a really good response from the Board of Trustees.
Yes.
You know, they were, I think they're and the Chancellor, because
mm-hmm.
we had met
Levitra.
The Chancellor, yeah, Paisan. So he knew where we were coming from. He
yeah.
really did. I really felt that. So it was good. And again, that's one reason why we want to honor the girls one last time on the 15th. We'll give them a little pennant or something that they can wear as a lifetime thank you. And
I won't tell them.
I won't
Don't tell
them. You know, something like that. So it'll be one last time. We want their families to come that night also. Nabil's going to make sure, Coach is going to make sure the families are invited. So
Good.
It's going to be a gala event.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, good luck with all of that. I will be there. I will be in attendance.
We're always got things going.
Looking forward to the unveiling of the court and Ken Stanley. Meeting Ken Stanley.
That's right.
Introduce me to Ken Stanley.
Oh, without a doubt, you need to interview him.
Yeah.
I actually want to have him on the show, so maybe we can set that up that day.
Oh, yeah.
The three of us?
The three of us.
The three of you guys.
He is Big Daddy, but there's room.
Me and Bob and Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Oh,
that'll be a great... I don't think we need any more guests.
No, the rest of the year.
Just you three, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That'll be good for me.
The Hall of Famer and Barbara and I. You know, we're renaming the stadium at football field.
What are you?
It has been called the Shepherd Stadium after the first president. No. It's now going to be called the Bar Bob Stadium.
Nice.
See, Brian, thank you.
We broke it here on Brahma Sports Central. And then Barbara was telling me that they're going to name the new administration building the Barbara Building.
Yeah.
So, she gets carried away sometimes. She wants to be the president. I try to share.
Well, I'm the dean formerly known as acting VP.
Last week, Barbara was the VP, so she tried to spread her...
academic wings.
Her academic wings by being the VP last week.
No.
Not too many people knew that.
And let's just say Anna Davies was sorely missed.
Let's just say. Brian, thanks. Anytime, man. Give us a call.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Barbara. And you guys have a great day.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You guys are doing a great job.
Grazie.
Thank you very much.
You say you want
to. We'll be back on Brahma Sports Central with Round Up. Photographer and online editor Joseph Kukushka. Welcome back to Brahma Sports Central. I am your host, Brian Malara. Now we're going to get into the Stampede segment, where I have a minute to let you know what happened the past week in sports. Baseball lost Saturday against Valley 7-5. Softball got rained out. Volleyball lost 3-0 at Long Beach. And now, our final guest of the day, we have Roundup sports photographer and online editor, Joseph Kukushka. How you doing, Joe?
Good. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing trying to stay cool with this hot weather, huh?
Yeah.
How'd the past week go for you with all the rain and all that? Did you shoot any baseball? I know softball was raining out, but were you able to shoot any baseball or did you not?
I was at the game Saturday. They went to 14 innings. It was long and boring.
What about your equipment? You know, how do you treat your equipment? You know, when it's raining and the rain's pouring like that.
Well, depending on the weather situation, I myself am usually in all rain gear. I'll usually be laying down in the mud. If not, I'll be using a weatherproof bag around my lenses, camera bodies. Keep them out of the rain and keep them humid and free of being wet.
So you have a lot of experience in this sport shooting, huh? You've been doing this for how long?
9 years now.
Nice. When did you start, and you know what inspired you to start shooting sports? Because that is what you prefer to shoot. That is your forte, am I?
Yeah. Well, I started shooting sports senior year of high school. A little bit more than the average. Just after I got injured playing football. Dislocated my knee, but always been a sports fan, playing hockey, played professional paintball, football, baseball, rugby, and lacrosse.
So basically your sports injuries, what triggered you to start shooting, or?
Well, being sideline my senior year, I was really into the team, and well, I've always been a photographer, so I figured why not just shoot from the sideline since I'm going to be there anyways.
So where exactly would these photos go? Would they go on the what high school did you go to? Cleveland?
Yes, I went to Cleveland High School in Reseda.
So would these photos go on the Cleveland website or?
I actually went to the school's yearbook where I won 7 national awards for photography there.
Nice, and the awards keep coming for you, don't they? You recently won a California College Media Association award for the photo called In Your Face.
Yeah.
A photo of Erica Vang's nest for you radio listeners that can't see the photo, obviously. It's a picture of last year's leading goal scorer for the women's soccer team, Erica Vang's nest, with a cleat in her face.
Yeah. Well, now Erica's going to USC, so she's also trying out for the U.S. Olympic team. So just importance of who she was at the time was very valuable in my part. But as far as the photo goes, she's fallen over, and I pretty much snapped a shot of her getting kicked in the face.
What goes into taking a photo like that? I mean, obviously focus and the right aperture and all that, but what else?
Clean backgrounds. Action moves all around you. Sometimes you can't predict it, but if you definitely set up a zone in which you know is going to have a nice background and the action comes to you, you just snap away.
So that day you took that photo, obviously you weren't looking to take that, but were you shooting that zoomed in for most of the game, or did you zoom in right at the right time, or how did that come about?
Well, actually, I don't really zoom when I shoot sports photography. The lenses I use don't have zoom.
Use a 300 lens?
I use a 300 2.8 Canon lens. It's a pretty good penny. It's like $5,000. The lens itself is extremely sharp, so I just pretty much set up and hope that the action will come to me. She was looking to score a goal and ended up getting kicked in the face.
Nice. So you won that TCMA award first place. You went to the ceremony. How was that? And I mean, did you, you know, go in there, were you kind of cocky already going in your head? Or were you like, oh, you know, I got this in the bag. You know, this is a kick-ass photo. You know, I pretty much have this in the bag, and I know I'm going to take this. Or were you kind of more like, did you see other photos when you got there? And were you kind of, did it kind of humble you? Or
Well, I was competing against four-year colleges throughout the state, so USC, UCLA. The person I placed first over was someone from UCLA, and they've been doing that for 15 years. So I was definitely humble. I was more excited to eat the delicious food, really.
So when they called your name, how excited were you?
I was really mellow. I was very calm, so I just got up, grabbed the award, walked back down.
Kind of in shock. You were kind of shocked.
Yes, it was somewhat shocking. Jill was very happy for me, Jill Conley, my professor and advisor.
Speaking of Jill, what's been your experience like working with Jill and now Gerard Burkhart, who's, you know, shot sports, shot the Lakers, and he's shot different things, just working with the LA Times. How has it been working, and what have you learned from them that you can implement in your shooting and your photography?
Well, obviously, angles and clean backgrounds, definitely a must. You don't want to have a pole coming out of someone's head if they're shooting hoops. So it's definitely a challenge for me to find in different arenas something presentable without making it look like you shot it from your stands or your seat, because I got to make it look like you're in the action.
You know, do you show your photography to Gerard and Jill whenever you shoot something every time, or is it just, you know, when you have a question?
Well, every time I shoot, anything I don't like in particular, I'll definitely show it to them and see if I can get any good critiquing feedback. It's not just them, though. I always talk to other professional sports photographers. Matt Brown from the Sports Illustrated, he's Nikon's top professional shooter in the world. He gives me great feedback. I talk to a lot of other photographers as well to find out what they may think of the image. I try to take some of the good and bad from it and just create my own style.
So how do you know Matt Brown? And I mean, do you talk to him just on a regular, or is it just sometimes? How are you able to actually meet with him and actually meet him and get him to critique your photos and all that?
Well, I met him at JCC, which is for junior colleges,
Association of Community Colleges.
Mm-hmm. And that one there was in Fullerton, and I met him during a critique.
At the SoCal event?
At the SoCal event. I apparently have met him 5 years prior, though, at a professional paintball event in Dallas, where I accidentally shot him with paintball. So he has a photo of me in a fight, though, at the game. So at that point, we kind of hit it off, and we had a very closeness to one another as far as photography goes. As far as his work goes, I mean, he shot everything from Shaquille O'Neal on a personal basis to the Lakers to the World Cup, every Olympics for the last 12 years, and then every year he shoots the Super Bowl. So I learned a lot of tips from him as well. I talk to him on a month-to-month basis. He tends to be very busy, but it's nice to be able to get some feedback from someone at a higher caliber in profession.
So it sounds like you breathe, eat, and sleep photography. Am I not correct here?
No, it's true. I always sleep with a camera next to me in case of an earthquake or anything going on. People go for a flashlight, I grab a camera and a flash.
You know, people tend to be, you know, prepare themselves for any kind of natural disaster, you know, with water and food and... You know, just maybe some extra clothing. Nah, you yourself, you get that strap, you get that Canon. What is it, 5D Mark II?
5D Mark II, Canon 40D, and a 1DN.
Nice. So I'm sure that, you know, you're pretty much good with that. If you don't, if you can take anything else with you and not have anything else for the rest of your life, and you had these items, you'd be good.
That and a lot of shorts. I like wearing shorts.
That was actually pretty random there, shorts. I mean, as a photographer, isn't it kind of uncomfortable to wear shorts, being that you need to crouch in all these positions and, you know, get on your knees at times to get a good shot?
Well, that's just it. I'm always moving around, so to have pants and be walking around with mud all over me, I'd rather wear shorts.
Nice. So coming up, as you were talking about, is JACC. That's 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. We will be going up to JACC together, actually, and this will be in Sacramento, the state event. How excited are you about that, and how optimistic are you?
I'm looking forward to winning another award, or not award there. It would be my first time placing at JCC, so I'm looking to at least get some interesting sports photography, meet a lot more networking, hoping to meet some people that are higher caliber, get an internship, work my way up from there. So it's always exciting just to know that this could be a good opportunity for me to really establish a career choice.
From what I understand, they have professional photographers there, as you said, Matt Brown, you met at SoCal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to take a portfolio of yours and go get a critique there?
Yeah, I've actually been working on my portfolio. Every photographer tends to have one. I try to update mine about every month, every 2 months, depending on how much I work. I'm working on it currently today, actually, to set it up so that way when I go there, I have a proper portfolio. Last JACC, I got a good critique of what should be put in and out of a portfolio, so I definitely have a better understanding and hopefully can get an internship.
How critical are these photographers when they are critiquing your stuff?
They'll beat you up. Really? They'll literally tear everything you really love to shreds, but the nice thing about it is once they tear you apart, they always try to bring you up with some good advice and critiquing, which will definitely, if you're a smart photographer, you take everyone's advice and you take it willingly, and you just take what you like and throw out everything else and don't take it personal, because you're really, the photo's for everybody, not for just for you.
Yeah. Now, besides shooting here at Pierce for the Roundup, which you do a great job at, what else do you have? Like, are you a freelance? You know, do you shoot private events and all that, or are you strictly just exclusively with the Roundup?
Well, I actually shoot a lot of private events. I own my own small photography company, just myself as a freelance photographer. I shoot weddings, events. Weddings tend to pay for most of my equipment, so got to shoot weddings.
Well, check this out. Go ahead and get a plug in. I'll let you go ahead and plug your site and plug your photography company here.
My company is JK Photography. Website is jkphotos.smugmug.com. So if you want to check it out, go ahead and look at my portfolio. Give me some feedback if you don't like it. More than happy to hear from that.
Nice. And I'm sure you take critiquing very well.
I only cry a little, yeah.
Yeah, you only cry a little at night. But mm-hmm. I'm sure that Mark D, I mean, that 5D makes things better for you, right?
It does. I'm trying to save up a little bit more and get some newer equipment, newer cameras, newer lenses. It's not the highest at sports photographer level, but I don't have $45,000 in my pocket currently. So if anyone out there wants to donate $45,000 for camera equipment, I'm more than happy to accept it.
I mean, you do well with your, for yourself with the equipment you do have now. What are you looking to buy next to add to that extensive collection you have?
Well, depending on my price range, I'm looking to buy a few sets of wireless remotes, pocket wizards, so I can mount cameras from underwater, above benches, behind coaches, in dugouts, and a few Mark IVs, but those are right around $6,000 a pop, so those would be the camera bodies themselves, not including lenses. So roughly a few camera bodies and three lenses. Looking forward to having some better low-light lenses.
Okay, now if I can either offer a 2012 Nissan GTR.
I'll take the GTR.
Over all that equipment?
I love cars. So I had an old Subaru. I'd be more than happy to take a GTR. I may flip that one, though.
So you rather have a GTR than shoot a GTR with all that nice equipment there?
Well, if I...
I thought you loved photography, Joe. Well, what's going on here?
I love photography, but, you know, it's a GTR. It's a totally different realm.
Well, Joe, thanks for coming on the show, buddy, and good luck at JCC. It was good having you on. Great guest, and good luck with everything in photography in the future. Hopefully you can either get that GTR or all that photography you want.
Thank you very much, Brian.
And once again, before Joe gets out of here, that's JK Photography. And the website again is?
jkphotography.smugmug.com.
Great. Thanks a lot, Joe. And now we're going to close the show here with what's on tab for this coming week on deck. The baseball team will take on the Monarchs of Valley College today, the bitter rivals, at Valley at 2:30 p.m. Men's volleyball will have a match against Santa Barbara at Santa Barbara tomorrow at 6 p.m. Softball will take on Santa Barbara here at Pierce today at 2:30. The swim team will go up against Santa Monica Canyons and Cuesta College at Santa Monica this Friday at 2:30 p.m. Tennis will be taking on Glendale College today at Pierce at 2 p.m. As always, thank you for tuning into the show, Brahma Sports Central. I am your host, Brian Malara, and I look forward to having you back on next week. Adios.